The first serious attempt to listen for possible radio signals from other civilizations was carried out at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in Green Bank, West Virginia, in 1959 and 1960. It was organized by Frank Drake, now at Cornell University, and was called Project Ozma, after the princess of the Land of Oz, a place very exotic, very distant, and very difficult to reach. Drake examined two nearby stars for a few weeks with negative results. Positive results would have been astonishing, because as we have seen, even rather optimistic estimates of the number of technical civilizations in the galaxy imply that several hundred thousand stars must be examined in order to achieve success by random stellar selection. Since Project Ozma, there have been 6 or 8 other such programs, all at a rather modest level in the United States, Canada, and the Soviet Union. All results have been negative. The total number of individual stars examined to date in this way is less than 1,000. We have performed something like 1/10 of 1% of the required effort.